Thank you, Shkeich. Kum Lenin Ablag Gemara. We're up to the Kuflin Gimel Amud Beis in the very bottom of the page. In the Mishnah, we had a case. We learned that an Ashtar, the din by a Shechiv Merah is, there's the Shechiv Merah, whatever he says, is recorded, and it doesn't take effect till after he passes away. So if he does not pass away, then the transaction does not take place. There's a standard lashon you write for a shechiv merah. There's also a standard lashon you write for an ordinary matnas bari, a gift bari. And a healthy person gives a gift, you cannot recover. Kuf nun gimel amud bay is the very last line. The mission is talking, you're too far. No, you're the wrong part. And then you go 100 pages forward. 100 pages forward. He's in the riff, moving forward. Anyways, our mission is talking about a case where it's not clear from the shtar what exactly it is. He was sick at the time and he was lying in bed, but it doesn't say in the shtar, last will and testament, or kadhavi, you know, cuts it, and verami ba'arse, while I was sick and lying in bed. It doesn't say that lashon. So he tainis, he was a shechiv merah, and therefore now that he recovered, he wants the assets back. They tainis, you're a body, and therefore it's a matnas body, you cannot retract, you cannot withdraw. So as a machlek is a mei chami, what do we do? Rameya says that since right now that Rameya says that we say that he is, that they have, he has to prove that he was a shechiv merah. Since right now he's healthy, Rameya says, you look at chazaka the hashta, which Harab explained yesterday. So since right now he's healthy, we'll assume he's healthy. He, and therefore he cannot retract. If he wants to say that he was a shechiv merah, he has to prove that he was a shechiv merah at the time. The Chacham would say, no, since we're the asset sitting right now by the shechiv merah, by this person here, and the other people want to extract it from him, this beneficiary, so they need to prove that he was b'shas ma'isa, a body. Says the Gemara at the top of the page, Kuf Nudal, Lamed Aleph. Raya b'mai, you expect that these beneficiaries to bring a raya proof. What kind of proof can they bring that they are the ones who are entitled to receive it, that he was a body at the time, and therefore he cannot retract? What kind of proof should he bring? So we have a machlekes here. Rav Huna amar raya be'edim. Rav Huna says they have to bring witnesses. We'll soon see what the witnesses do, what they say, to prove that he was a body at the time, and therefore he cannot retract. And they're entitled to it. Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amri Raya became a shtar. That if the only way that we know the shtar is kosher is because the Shechiv Merah says the shtar is kosher, then he has a migui. He says the shtar is kosher, so he substantiated this shtar. But exactly. But then at the same time he says, but I was a Shechiv Merah, and therefore I'm retracting. The only way the raya is if you can bring an alternative source that this shtar is real, so we don't need any more the testimony of the shchivra. Then we look at the shtar. What does the shtar say? It doesn't say anywhere last will and testament. So what are we going to say? The shtar reads as if it was a matter's body. So because we learned in Gemara Ksuvah that Chafal, that the whole machlekes, if a moida b'shtar shekasu tzor l'kaimer ain't tzor l'kaimer, which the machlekes is about, the only way that we know a shtar is kosher is because the loiva says, the story is like this, if a lender produces a shtar and says to the borrower, you owe me $100, the borrower can say from Heinz Morgan, I paid you back, we don't believe him, because shtar chabiyadi, my boy, why in the world do I still have a shtar in my hand? But if the borrower would have said it's a false shtar, the lender would obviously have to mekayim the shtar. But the only way that we know the shtar is a valid shtar is because the borrower says, yes, it is a valid shtar. So who made the shtar kosher? The borrower. But at the same time, the borrower said, but I paid you back. So the question is, do we take everything that if we believe part of it, you have to believe everything he says, you believe the shtar is kosher, believe also that he paid it back. Or do we say, no, once that he said the shtar is kosher, we then follow the rules of shtar. And when the rules of shtar say that if shtar chabiyadi, my boy, why does the lender still have the shtar in hand? Then we don't believe you. Okay, so therefore we're going to say that is the machlekes here between the mayor and the chachamim. That the chacham hold that you need to find an alternative source, and therefore, if you bring an alternative source, we won't believe any more the shechiv merah. But if you don't believe an alternative source, and the only way we know that the shtar is kosher from the shechiv merah, then you have to believe him also that he was a shechiv merah at the time. Sheikh Lameir says no. Once you put the shtar into motion, you say the shtar is kosher. We don't care. Then we follow the rules of shtar, which says that the shtar looks to me like it was not written for a shechiv merah, because where are the words? Rami had a kotzer with Rami Baarse. It doesn't say that anywhere. So therefore, it's not. Okay, that's the machlekes. So Gemara explains that. Rav Huna says, Raya be'edim. Rav Huna says, the Raya is be'edim. So what's the machlekes of Mei Chachamim? So why did Rameya say we believe the Shechimera? Why does Rameya say that we don't believe the Shechimera? And why does the Chachamim say we do believe the Shechimera and Hamayit Chavayav Raya? Kamiflagi, what we learned yesterday, but plug to the machlekes of Yaakov and Nosson. He looked at Chazaka the Hashta. We'll see in a minute. Yeah, you get other two Adam. Yeah, to say that. Yeah, we'll get back to that in a second. So this is the machlekes of Rabbi Yaakov and Nosson, which you had yesterday. Did we look at Chazaka the Hashta? Did we say that since right now he's a body? Then exactly. So we'll assume that he was a body at the time before, and therefore he cannot retract, and that's the opinion of Rav Meir. And the Chachamim say, no, we don't look at what is right now. We just look at the Shtar, and the Shtar seems to tell us that he was not. The Shtar seems to tell us that he was, The Rabbanan said, that they have to prove it. We're going to believe that he's a Shchimra. We're going to believe that he's a Shchimra. They have to prove otherwise. Says the Gemara. Okay, but that's the main sugya Gemara now is the other one. Rav Meir holds Kirav Nosson. Rav Meir follows Rav Nosson. Rabbanan Kirav Yaakov. Rav Meir follows Rav Nosson, and the Rabbanan holds Rav Yaakov. However, Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, what are they talking about? Amri, they're talking about Raya. What kind of Raya do you bring? Kiyam Ashtaka Miflagi. They're arguing about whether if the Loiv is the one who's Mekayim the Shtar, and he says, I paid you back. Do we believe the Loiv or not? Does he have a Migu or not? Or do we say that Moide B'Shtar Shekosu, Tzorich L'Kaime or Ain Tzorich L'Kaime? They're arguing, Moide B'Shtar Shekosu, Tzorich L'Kaime. That a mayor holds that a moide b'shtar shekosvu ain't a tzar l'kaima. Once you prove that the shtar is kosher, you no longer need kiyum, so the loiv is not believed to say, I paid you back. So therefore, in this case over here, this guy says that who made the shtar kosher? The shchivra is the one that says it's kosher. And now he's coming along and saying, but I was a shchivra at the time. No, look at the shtar. What do we see? Yeah, and what do we see in the Shtar? Doesn't say anywhere in the last Will Testament. Doesn't say any indication whatsoever you're Shchivan. So you're not. The only way you know is kosher from me, not Pesha, also Pesha Yitir. We don't believe in Pesha, Pesha Yitir. Once you've established Shtar as kosher, we ignore everything else that you have to say. That's the Meir's opinion. But Rabban hold no. They hold that the only way we know it's kosher is from the Leiva. Then if the Malva doesn't find another source for Kiyum, we're going to believe everything the Leiva says. If he says he paid back, we'll believe he paid back. So here also, the Shchimeras is the one who says that the Shtar is kosher, but he says at the same time, I was a Shchimera. They need to prove that he wasn't.
Usually with Stolas, this Kiyum idea is because you had the Leiva and the Malva and the Eidim.
You don't need, no, that we had.
So what did they do? They got the Eidim.
It doesn't matter. But we have a rule before that this din of Kiyum Stolas has nothing to do with somebody casting doubt when he has aspersions on the star. It's a rule. Every star must have Kiyum Stolas. We had any more in Ksuvah. And therefore, this star has to. But he's healthy now and having a dispute.
So we're talking John and Stolas. So you say if every star needs a Kiyum, so
in other words. The Shchivra doesn't even a start either.
Sorry?
The Shchivra doesn't even a start.
So anytime that there's a dispute between people and up comes a star of a transaction and there was no key, and what do you do then?
Nothing, it's worthless.
And the Eidus that's signed on it
means nothing because we don't know. We have to verify it somehow. If the Leiva did not, wait a second. If the Leiva says it's a kosher star, then that's it. If the Leiva says it's a fraudulent star, and we do nothing with it till you prove otherwise.
If you didn't do this process immediately after the transaction.
Why immediately? Maybe 20 years later.
Oh, so in other words, 20 years later, you can, in other words, part of resolving this dispute, you do a Kiyum Stolas at that point in time. You get the agent or whatever it is.
We don't. Only if the Leiva says it's fraudulent. If the Leiva says it's a good start, but I paid it or I did this, that's the Kiyum. That is the Kiyum. The question is, do we believe everything else the Leiva said as well, like I paid it back or whatever he says there? Okay. Why would you pay it if there was no star?
Why would you say I paid it if there's no star? The star means I owe you the money.
You're silent on the star. You're silent on the star. You say
the moment you pay.
Why is the star still with it?
The moment you say you paid it, that's a kiyum of a star.
That validifies the fact that there was a halva.
Exactly. Yeah. Says the Gemara, if that's the home machlek, the mech chamin. So in other words, this is really a side issue, Shchimera and Shchimera. Really, the principle here is, it says the only way we know the Shtar is kosher is Shchimera. Do we believe everything else he says? This very principle was already discussed in Tzuvos. What did the Tanya? What did we learn over there? We learned the following. If Edim come along and say that, yes, Ksav Yodeinu, we had the mission of your testimony, Ksav Yodeinu who's there, this is our Ksav, Avla Nusim Hayinu, and then we make a difference of Mammon and Machl Foshu. They said, yes, we signed it, we were under duress. We were forced to it. And then we said in the Gemara, that depends. If they say Machz Mammon, we were bribed, ain't no demesa matra nosha. So Gemara said we don't believe them. But if they say machmas nefashas, we were threatened to be killed. And Amir over there says the most astonishing thing, that when we say gimel avedas that a prisoner should die for, there's a fourth one, signing a false document. They should have died. So we don't believe them. But anyway, that's one opinion thing Gemara there. But getting back here, so Rameyah says, oh, so the question is, the agents say Ksav Yudei Nehuzet, so they're the one who authenticated the star, but then they go and say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Nefashas. So they're saying the star is worthless. Do we believe that, can the agent pass on the star? The exact same machlek is there. So the question is, once they say the star is kosher, once they say the star is kosher, do we follow everything else they say, and they say, but the star really is worthless because Anusim Hayinu Machmas Nefashas, then the star is worthless, then the star is worthless. Or do we say, once they've established the star's kosher, we don't believe them when they say, Anusim Mayinu?
That's Rabbi Meir?
Yeah, so Meir Hall.
Because, like what you said in Ksuvas, better you should have let yourself
that's one opinion. That's one opinion. The other opinion is exactly this argument. Meir the star should kosher, if so, the Kaim and that. Meir, just like a Meir says over here.
Does it matter if they say Anusim Mayinu first or they say something else?
Why are you telling us you're Anusim? The discussion we're having here is this, are these your signatures? Yeah. What are they saying we were forced? It's one sentence. So the poil, the Meir in our Gemara here says that, well, that he has to prove he was a. No, we say Meir Shasha Kosovo, Ainat Sarah Lekaimai, and we don't believe everything else, only believe half what he says. Same with the Adim. He says by the Adim, they cannot pass the Shtar. But he muttered a tiny little Ain them on the Pajamera. I mean, hold, they cannot pass the Shtar. Once they authenticate the Shtar, it's authentic. They cannot come along and pass it. The Chacham and the Chacham say Ain them on him. They are believed to pass the Shtar. But why? Because Meir Shasha Kosovo, so he still has to make it. If the only source is these Adim, and they're saying at the same time, same breath, but Anusim Ayinu Mach the Fashion, you believe them? It's the same principle. They don't see, no. There it's a slightly different, and because it's Adim who are coming and passing. It's not just the Leiva who says, I paid it back. So therefore, maybe we don't believe the Meir can argue, but we don't believe the Leiva, because once you authenticate the Shtar, we don't believe you then saying, oh, you paid back. But over here, two Adim are saying, but Anusim Hayinu Machas Nefashas. We were threatened with our lives. So maybe Adim are much more powerful, and we should believe them according to everybody, and that's why we need to argue as well. Tzichadid, if only knew that case there, but he can't be the Bun. You know why the Bun is over there? What? That we believe the Adim to Pasol, not because Meir Shasha Kosovo Lekaimai, but because Mishum Dalimi Adim and Meir Shasha, the Adim are very powerful, and therefore they ruin the Shtar. Avol Hocha, we hear that no Adim is just the Shchivra who's saying that who the Lav called Kimine. Over here, the Shchivra is the one who's saying that, but I was a Shchivra. Maybe I believe once you authenticated the Shtar, you say the Shtar is real. Now you're coming to Pasol. Oh, I was a Shchivra. It's not a real Shtar. Maybe we don't believe you. Maybe everyone agrees you don't believe you. Amen. Like. The Yitma Baha, if you only knew the case over here by the Shchivra Baha Kamra Meir, only over here the Meir says. Because, you know, why we don't believe the Shchivra, because because he's only a Shchivra, he's only one person. Ava, and wants to ruin the Shtar. Ava, he has to prove that he's a Shchivra. Ava, Baha, the case of Eidim, maybe Eimim Maidu Rabban, maybe the Meir is also Maidu Rabban, we believe the Eidim, that's why we need both Shchivra. Then the Gemara says, Rabba agreed with Rav Huna that Raya be Edim, not that the Raya means prove the Shtar is kosher, but bring Edim that if you're a Shchivra at the time. Yeah, otherwise, we'll say Chazaka the Rabba says, we say Chazaka the Hashtar. Right now, you're a body, you were probably a body before, unless you can bring Edim otherwise. Abaye says, my time. What's the reason? Abaye asked Rabbi a question. I don't understand. Why are we suspicious? Why do we think that it's not that he's not a shchivra? If you can say midukulu ksibahu, because all the last wills and testaments, it starts off with a preamble. Kad, sorry, all the matnas body, there's all the regular matanas. There's what do you call it? The Rabbanon say that the beneficiaries have to prove that it was a Shtar Matana, right? Now, in other words, we're assuming that it's a Shchivra Shtar. Why are you making that assumption? Why are you making an assumption that this is a Shchivra Shtar? Because the normal standard Matna's body had a preamble also. Midikulu, but all Shtar Matna's body, it says, Kad Havi Mahalich Al Raglai B'Shuke, while I was walking down the street, that was to show that I'm healthy. Uvahalai Kasibe, and over here it didn't say that. Shmami knows that I is Shchivra Havi, must be that he's a Shchivra, that's why you're telling the beneficiaries. Prove otherwise. All the standard last will and testaments begin with a preamble while the guy was sick and lying in bed. The whole light kosabe didn't have that preamble. Maybe the body, how do you know which way to go? So Rabbi answers precisely. Rabbi is exactly right. We don't know how to learn it, how to read the situation. Do we read? No, not the method. It's a mitzvah. You leave mom in becheskasa. He's ukim amayin becheskas mari. Leave the money where it is. And where's the money sitting right now? By the donor, by the shchibara, and therefore mitzvah over raya. Says he want to write it.
Yeah. When we say Hamitz Mechaveh over the Raya, that's when someone's holding in possession. When do you say Sumchus is the Mom Ramuk Basaf?
He argues, he doesn't believe Mechaveh.
He doesn't hold the Ramcha, does he?
Yeah, then we make a chilek with body. Body, Machlek, it's all by Shoshanagas.
This is a
Mechta Mechta
type situation, isn't it?
You'll
say
Mom Ramuk Basaf.
Yeah, but we have a rule whenever there is a. We always leave Mom and Mechaz Kazmore. We don't follow Sumchus. The question is. Yeah, if it's a shem of the machleik is the mother is what humchis is only talking about a shem of a shem. Shoshanagas a pora. The question is when that happened. And Shulchan Rabban says and Shulchan says mom was suffering chokin. He pays only half of the because of suffering. And the machleik the mother there is Shulchan saying only in the case of shem of a shem, or Shulchan's holy even in the case of bari you also say chokin, and we don't say you go after the chazaka. That's the whole sugya. Talking about right. This machlekes of Rabba and Rav Huna, Rav Huna says it's a question of Eidim, and Rav Chizah says we look at the star, authenticate the star. Ube plukte, this is the same machlekes. Now this is an interesting gemara here. Ube plukte, I didn't say any before from locally, you know, talking about this because it's an interesting topic. I'll see you in a minute. Plukte that Rabbi Yechon holds also raya with Eidim. And the shlokis is right, became a star. The shlokis said, no, that what racham hold the moide b'shtar shekosvu, what do you call it? Ain't tzarech l'kaimai. And therefore, we believe the shchimera, moide b'shtar shekosvu, hold moide shekosvu, tzarech l'kaimai. So kol's man, the beneficiaries, can't prove the veracity of the star. The only way we know is kosher from the shchimera. We got to believe everything he says. And he's tying the shchimera. You guys think that he wasn't prove otherwise. Okay. Eisvei Rabbi Yechon, no, find another source that the star is kosher. Eisvei Rabbi Yechon, Hashem Elokish, Maisei b'Bnei Brak. There's a story that happened in B'nai Brak. Says Rashbam, it's the name of a place. Interesting, what Rashbam?
No, otherwise.
It's in Haggadah. Everyone says the Haggadah. So what's that Rashbam to say? Shem Makom. So something that Tanakh B'nei Brak.
You shouldn't think it's the sons of a person called Brak. What does this have? I mean, Borok, the name Borok.
Sorry.
The sons of some guy called Borok.
Not the place. It could be a person. The children are.
Oh, could be. So maybe Takid is that way. How do you know it wasn't?
Stating there's bomb. That's why.
Okay. The Echad is one of the sons, Shemocha ben Nichseyavi. One of the sons, the father died, left behind in the estate. One of the sons, they didn't divide it yet, went and sold it. Vameis, and then this son died. Now, this is how we read the Gemara right now.
The son died.
The son who sold the property died. Uvo b'nei mishpacha.
He sold his father's property.
But he had a right to it.
That's after his father's petition, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. Bo b'nei mishpacha. Came along the members of the family. Right now we're thinking B'nai Mishpacha means like this. The property is still sitting in the Yoshim's Rishus, and the buyer is coming in. I want to collect my property. As a start, I paid for it and everything else. No. And they tined it and they said, so the family didn't want to give up the property. So what was their argument? He was a cotton when he died. Now it seems from the Rashbam, it doesn't say so clearly, but the Rashbam, we learn later in the Gemara that even though by mitzvah already you're an adult for everything except selling property, you got to be 20 years old, you have to be more mature. So when they say cotton, they mean that even though he might have been 20, but he did not reach mature puberty. So we don't mean cotton here under 13, we mean that he did not reach puberty.
When we say in Kiddushin, we say cotton the summer of Shulchan Aruch, God of the summer of Shulchan Aruch, cotton dam, yeah? As long as he's relying on his father's.
That's talking about his metzias, who belongs to him or to his father. Here is an adult.
He's talking about his economic status.
Yeah. So Vishalu Bo Vish, they asked Rabbi Kiva. This is what they asked him.
Who lived in Bnei Brak in Haggadah?
Yeah, Rabbi Kiva. Ma'ul Boikash. So they went to Rabbi Kiva, asked Rabbi Kiva, look at this.
Should we take to the mikveh?
Can we remove the body from the grave and determine whether they reach puberty or not? No, but they have two sides. Imagine they're going and opening up a grave to find out money. You would think preposterous.
Looking
at the Gemara, Amalehem. Finish about this. So he said, "Iatim nashrei lenavle." So he says to the purchasers, "How can you open the body? You're being menavle the body." But oy, number one. And even if you find that it reached puberty, proves nothing, because it's that you need the follicles, you need also that the hair should be inside. At this stage, after a person dies, the hair can change, and the follicles cut out, the body changes. But some of the Rishonim learn is white hairs, maybe now it turns black, which I'm not, and the other Rishonim say, what's the chiluk, what color the hair is? White hairs or black hairs. But anyway, so this is the situation. That's the braisa. So what Rabbi Akiva tell the family? He said, first of all, he says, asul navle. Sounds like for me, you're not allowed to. L'chayda, you would think, because you're not allowed to take out a body. You know, it was interred in the ground, you're not allowed to take it out of the body, out of the ground. How can you do that? Number one, it's a hefri kovet ames, a bezoin ames. And zweiten, if you did, what's that going to prove? Okay. Says Rabbi Yechida. What's my raya from here? Bish leimeledidi. Now, These buyers are coming along with a shtar saying that they bought the property. Now, if you learn like me, that it's talking about Edim, that they have to prove with Edim that this sale taka happened, Amina Raya be Edim, you have to bring a proof with witnesses that the son was a proper shtar and he was a healthy person and therefore they can collect. So therefore, these buyers over here, these lekuchas, have to bring edim that the shtar was, bring edim that this, the sale happened, and they'll collect. Okay. Now, the problem was, they cannot find any edim. That's why they have this whole mess over here. They can't find edim.
Because usually the loss of the shtar is that the edim say, we saw this.
Yeah, but they can't find the edim for whatever reason. So therefore, they want to remove the body from the ground. That's the only breda they have. They have no other breda. They have no other breda, because I hold the only breda that we allow you is Aiden. But you can't find Aiden. So they ask, let's take the body out. Yeah, maybe the die went overseas, so let's take the body out.
If you take the body out and you see he was let's say, he had Simoni.
Let's get
the question. But there's a proof that the transaction...
According to Rabbi Yechida, that's not an issue. Everyone holds that the star. Nobody's disputing the star. Nobody's disputing that. Disputing his age. And that's good enough. I, they try to pass on the star, they say it's underage. Might have a cost to everybody. Ain't sort of like and
it exists.
That's it. Finished. So, Bish, Lemelididida, Minaraiba, Adim, Kivan, the Amal Kuches, Icy Adim. We told the Kuches, okay, go ahead and fetch Adim. Actually, they couldn't find it. And because of Amal, Malabaikas, they have a question. What should we do? Can we go ahead and exhume the body from the ground? Okay. Eladidach, you say, the Kuch, according to you, the Amit, Raya, Bikimashda, you say that what? That you have to prove. You don't need to find Adim that were there by the transaction. You just got to find proof that the star is a Kosher star, who recognizes the signatures, whatever it is. Lamelabaikas, so why do they have to exhume the body? Likai mushtarayu, go ahead and authenticate the star. Once you authenticate the star from another source, then we don't need any more the verification of the lekuchas. So then, they can go ahead and collect the lukma benichzei, and let them. We'll give them and give it to lekuchas. So the Gemara, so the Shlokish answers, you got the whole shot of the story wrong. You think it was Lekuchas complaining? The property was already transferred to Lekuchas. It was the Yarshim now who are claiming, give it back the property. Our brother was underage, or didn't reach puberty, wasn't mature when he sold the property. And therefore, me, Sovereign, do you think that the Lekuchas are still sitting in the family? And Lekuchas are the ones who are complaining? No, Lekuchas, where are they in the Cheske Lekuchas? The Lekuchas are coming to Ma'arir. And Hachi Nami Mistab, it makes even more sense. It's the only way to Limshat. What the Chachamim say? I atem rashayin navel. You are not allowed to exhume the body. Now let's think for a second. The Ishtiku, and they said nothing, they didn't answer. They should have said, yes, we want to exhume the body, we don't care. Look at this. It's the family. Come out of there. They're the ones complaining. And we tell them, look, you guys cannot prove your story. Therefore, go ahead and exhume the... You're not allowed to exhume the body. Shemachi stay quiet because they agree. Shame their own family. If it's the purchaser saying, look, we bought it, we want our property. And we tell them, bring aides or whatever, bring a shtar, they don't have anything. So then they say, well, let's exhume the body. And we say, no, you're not allowed to. What should their response be? Who gives a hoot what you think? It's $1,000 we gave to the son. We want our property, or we're going to zoom the body. How can you stop us zoom the body? Amai shoski lemle anan zuzi yavinele. We gave him money. Linavel v'linavel. Let's exhume the body. It's embarrassing. Too bad. In other words, there's nothing wrong with it. Al-Pi Halacha, which is amazing.
So the only thing holding it back was family ties.
When you're allowed to exhume a body, we have all these things about how you're allowed to move a body from one place to another place.
So you can, but
this is about moving a body permanently to another place. But it's just the idea of exhuming a body to determine a commercial dispute. It's amazing. This is what we're saying then. First of all, the Atan Ashrayan Navli. You shouldn't tell the Lekuches, you shouldn't do it. Either the Lekuches can respond, we don't care, we want our money. So before they have a chance to respond, what's the point? If you're going to say, Zuzi Shokol and Navli, who cares? But
look in the Tosfos, it's a mind blowing Tosfos. Zuzi Avnu. Yeah. Why? Because the loy me the yavi, they gave nothing. They didn't pay. And by the way, also it's also their relative who crave them.
In other words, it's a stigma on the entire family, so they wouldn't do it.
His main reason is they didn't pay any money.
Yeah,
they didn't pay money. Oh, by the way, also it's their relative. They don't want to embarrass him.
The focus is
all on the money.
Interesting to see. Does he bring anything down a pialoch if he like just exhume bodies for money things?
Yeah. That's
mind-blowing,
that Tosfos.
Anyway,
it's a hard one. Okay. So we have a machleik Rebbe Yechonah Shlokish. Rebbe Yechonah says that's true with the Edim, and Shlokish is true with the Shtar. So anyway, Vayte, Toshma, Shol, Rebbe Shem, Lokish, Rebbe Yechonah, and Shlokish, that's Rebbe Yechonah. Zu sheshnuye b'mishnas b'akapot. Is this what we learned in the Mishnah b'akapot? Harishah yo'eichel sod. Yeah, a guy was he spent a lot of time in the field and he's harvested so on and so forth. Everybody assumed that he's the owner of the field. The karal of echad edid loy mishli. And one day somebody said, "Hey, what are you doing in my field? It's my field. You're coming here every day. It's my field." So the one who used to go into the field, like say the squatter, produced a shtar. Says, "You sold it to me. He gave me as a gift. So I'm entitled to go into the field and harvest it." Now, if the person who's the complainer says, "I don't know what you're talking about, I never saw the documents of fraudulent shtar," then you start mashallah. It's clear. Then the person who's squatting has to prove that the shtar is kosher. Okay. What about imam? What about if the complainer says, "Yes, it is a shtar, but shtar pasimu. You know, this is an appeasement shtar. You ask me, you want to go to the bank and you want to get a loan, and nobody knows who you are, nobody knows if your wealth status. So you have a shtar pasimu. You ask me a favor to write your shtar. I'm sold you a property for $1 million so that when people see that, oh, the guy must be a well-to-do guy. But it's a fake shtar. It's called a shtar pasimu, an appeasement shtar. Or a shtar amana. Or you told me, prepare a shtar that one day you'll sell me the property. When we're ready to buy, I want it to be shtar ready on the spot so that we don't have to delay anything. Once I get the loan approved, I want it, whatever. So it's a shtar based on faith. But it's not a real shtar. So although I'm agreeing that the shtar was written and this is true, my handwriting and the agent's and everything else, but it's not a useful, it's not a functional shtar. So this is a question of dummy, but you never paid me. What happens now? If there are Eidim, halacha achar Eidim, then the Eidim prove that the shtar, everything's all right. But we love halacha achar shtar. If not, you follow the shtar. If not, you follow the shtar. So we say, look, once you authenticated the shtar, we don't care about, we don't listen to the second half of what you're saying about shtar pasha. We don't say pasha pasha hitir. Moidim shtar shakosu, we say tzarech lekaima, you still have to be mekaimit, and since you did mekaimit, the only way we know it's true is, and since now you say that the shtar is true, we believe the shtar is true, and now you're coming along and trying to postulate it by saying shtar pasir, shtar amano, that we don't believe. You prove that the shtar pasir, shtar amano. We don't believe you, which is the opinion of Ramei in our Mishnah. Once you have a shtar written, you don't have to be kaim anymore. I thought that Ramei
wouldn't believe in shtar pasir b'chlal.
Well, no, what do you mean? Because I can do shtar pasir. People do it all the time, but you have to make sure you have a recorded, you have Eidim who know that. Nobody knows that except you. But Ramei holds, this is our Mishnah. Meidim shtar shakosu ain't zor lekaima. We don't. So once I'm meidim the shtar is written, it doesn't matter. And if I come afterwards and I try to postulate, there's no pesach b'shita. It's over. V'loy rabbanan says, is a modern pakaporish a pasha like meir? No. Rabbi Yechonah says, I believe that David Hakam Meidim shtar shakosu is zor lekaima. I hold that everyone agrees. There's no argument about meidim shtar. Everyone holds that meidim shtar shakosu. You don't have to kaim it, and therefore the guy's not believe. The challenger's not believe anymore to say that it's not passing. Talking about Mifl Pligi. What are you talking about? There's no argument. What do you mean everybody holds? It's a fair issue argument. Now we learned. We just talked a minute ago on Ksuvis. Ain't them money. The Edom say, Ksav Yedainu, who's Aval Nusim Ayinu Machin the Fashas. We had a Machleg. He's a Meir Chavim. But a Meir says, Ain't them money in the Poitra Meir. A Meir holds that they're not believed to Pasel because Shtash Moshe Kasu ain't totally Kaim. And once they're Kaim, maybe we don't believe them anymore to say it's Pasel. And Chavim say, Ain't them money, I believe because Shtash Kasu, it's totally Kaim. And therefore, because now we have no other proof, we'll believe them. On Malay, he says, no, as we said before in Gemara, that's different because there's Edim apostling it. Edim alimi marish study. EU call community. Edim won't believe. But in this case, but when it comes to an ordinary person, the challenger says it's a good star, but a star passim, we don't believe you. That we don't, everyone agrees, Maid Rashash Kosher ain't Sar Lakaima. Once you say the star is kosher, it's kosher. And I afterwards you're trying to pass it, we don't believe you. But I heard in your very name that Yofa Ideru B'nai Mishpacha, I heard in your very name in the previous case, in the case of B'nai Brak, that the B'nai Mishpacha had a good complaint. That what? That the B'nai Mishpacha had a good complaint and said, no, there's no point in exhuming the body and who says that whatever it is. And even though there's a star, they're saying it was underage. How do we know the star is kosher? Through them. So we see that they pass on the star. They're the ones who made it kosher. They pass on it. And you believe them. You believe the family. El-Azhar said that in my name, but he made a mistake. I never said it. El-Azhar walking around parading that Rabbi Yechon has said. Never happened. Omar Abzeida, im yichpa Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yechon denied that he ever said it. And Rabbi Lozer, and I don't agree with him, because I hold everyone agreed.